This is an exclusive interview from Leeds Student Radio.
My name is Dominic Moffat and I'm sat here with Marielle from Candy Hearts. How are you doing today?
I'm good.
I always like to sleep alone. Now I can't sleep.
I've just heard that it's the first time you've come out to the UK. And what way to start? Start supporting Newfound Glory. How has it? How's it been so far?
It's been really great. The crowds have been really, really nice to us. And you never know how it's going to go when you're an opening band, but people have been really, really nice and it's been awesome.
So talk about your new releases or anything else. We don't really know too much about you, unfortunately, so tell us about your new stuff that got out.
Or... Well, we just came out with a record in June called All the Ways You Let Me Down.
Uh-huh.
And it was produced by Chad from Newfound Glory.
Sweet.
And we like it a lot.
Yes.
Yeah. It's cool. It has kind of a summery indie rock vibe, but also it maintains quite a bit of that pop punk feel.
Awesome. So what was it like working with Chaz?
It's really great working with him. He really knows a lot about producing and a lot about what makes songs work, and I think he really understands our sound and what we're going for. So if I write something and it feels not quite right and I can't figure out why, he usually knows exactly what to, like, how to change it to make it sound the way that I want it to sound.
The support side, did that kind of come from working with Chad in the studio? Did they kind of approach you after that? Or
yeah, we're actually on his label. He runs an imprint of Bridge Nine Records called Violently Happy.
Right.
And I think Newfound released their live record on that label, and we're on that label as well.
Are there any massive differences you kind of noticed from touring in the States to touring here?
Yeah, I noticed that your guys' Chinese food comes with french fries instead of rice, which I think is very strange.
Okay.
And you don't have buffalo sauce here at McDonald's or anywhere. Okay. And you don't have ranch, which is really upsetting.
Sorry.
But you do have curry, which is okay because I like that too.
Yeah, yeah.
But ranch and no buffalo sauce.
Is that a big thing for you guys?
I asked for buffalo sauce at McDonald's and the guy stared at me like I had five heads. And I was like, sorry.
Anything about like the crowds or like playing? Is it anything like a different vibe you can feel from the States to here?
No, you know what? Like, kids seem to be the same.
Yeah.
Like, there's not that much of a difference. I definitely know there were some people in Glasgow when we played that I couldn't understand what they were saying because their accents were very thick. But as far as fans go, kids just seem very similar.
I took the long way home. The next couple of years, what does that hold for Candy Hearts?
We'll be touring. We're just going to keep touring as much as possible. We have some things coming up that I can't talk about.
Okay.
And yeah, hopefully just touring and touring and touring, and then when we get tired of this record, make a new one.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Are there any plans to come back to the UK after this?
Or well, we're going to come back as soon as we can. I don't know when that is, but as soon as possible.
Okay, cool. We've got a few funny questions now. Who has the worst tour habits out of the bands so
tour
far?
Tour habits? Well, Matt's kind of messy.
Yeah.
And doesn't, like, realize it, like when he takes a shower. He's super, super messy. He gets water everywhere. I think he would be the worst with that. That would be the one thing, is that he's messy.
Okay, fair enough. And last question. If you had to work with one musician, dead or alive, or, like, play live with them, who would it be?
I would really like to play with the Lemonheads. I think that would be cool. Or the Weaker Thans, like, to play a show. It'd be great.
Awesome. Thank you very much. Cheers.
You're welcome. You're bad.